If you're worried about old emails resurfacing or private Facebook messages being revealed, you might want to try out Vanish. A team of computer scientists at the University of Washington developed a tool that puts a time limit on text uploaded to any web service. When the time is up, the text self-destructs. Hank Levy is chairman of the Department of Computer Science and Engineering at the University of Washington, and he co-authored the paper on the Vanish prototype. Hank, thanks for speaking to us today.
Good morning.
Why did you decide to focus on this problem?
Well, I think it's an increasingly important problem right now, given a number of important technological trends. One is that we are moving from a world where we control our own data, which is on our PCs, on our laptops, in our homes, to a world where all of our data is going to be in the web, or we call it the cloud. You know, huge data centers that have enormous amounts of computing and storage. More and more computing is moving into the web. Just as one example, Microsoft just announced a web version of Microsoft Office. And so this is the future. Another trend is that disks are unbelievably cheap. I can buy a terabyte of storage for $100. So there's no reason to ever delete data now. And when we place data in the web, it can potentially last forever. And, of course, it can come back to bite us.
Tell us a little bit about how Vanish works.
The key idea behind Vanish is to allow data to self-destruct so that after some point in time it would no longer be readable. And a key feature of this system is to do that in such a way that you don't have to trust anyone, that there's a natural process that just causes the data to become unreadable after a certain point in time. It's a little technical, but basically what happens, if I'm going to send you an email with Vanish, let's say, and I would like that email to last for, in our system, 8 hours is kind of one of the key parameters because of the current implementation. So I'm sending you mail. You're going to read it, hopefully, within 8 hours. After that, neither of us will be able to read it, and nobody anywhere will be able to read it, even if they get a copy of it later. The way this works is that Vanish chooses a secret encryption key, a very large key, that neither of us are made aware of. It then takes that key and breaks it into many pieces, dozens of pieces, and scatters it across a global scale, what's called peer-to-peer network. These are networks of millions of computers, people's personal machines scattered over 200 countries in the world, often used for sharing music and videos and things like this. And this is maybe one of the first legitimate uses of such systems. The algorithm is such that when we scatter these pieces of the key out there through a natural process of nodes joining and leaving this peer-to-peer system, as nodes leave, pieces of this key will be lost. And at some point in time, there will not be enough pieces left in that peer-to-peer system to put back the puzzle again, to decrypt the message. And after that point, you will never be able to decrypt the message.
Now, can people try out this product that will allow the text that's on the web to self-destruct?
Yeah, we have a website, which is vanish.cs.washington.edu. And again, this is a early research prototype. We just want people to be able to play with it. We've put code there, too, so if people wanted to extend the system or try something else, that would be great as well.
Do you foresee this becoming a paying business in the future?
That's not our goal here, but somebody could do that. They're already paying services that do this kind of thing, that will store your email and then guarantee that they will delete it. The difference between our system and theirs is that you have to trust one of those systems not to reveal your email, and there have actually been issues with things like this in the past. Again, the thing about our system is that there's no centralized trust. This loss of data happens just as a result of a natural process, which is nodes leaving these large distributed systems.
Hey, Hank, thanks for telling us about Vanish.
Happy to.
Hank Levy is chairman of the Department of Computer Science and Engineering at the University of Washington, and he co-authored the paper on the Vanish prototype with Roxana Jambusu, Yoshi Kono, and Amit Levy. It makes your documents on the web vanish a la Mission Impossible. But without a puff of smoke.